And it's 9:49 and time for us to get to our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Well, as Jay and Dan have already said, this is the final day of our Spring Pledge Drive. Our mission is to serve you. But the truth of the matter is that our agricultural service can only be as good as you are willing to make it, because we are indeed in partnership together. Your dollars make the agricultural service possible at this radio station. And now is the time for you to do your part. Go to your phone, please, right now, and pledge at that $100 level at 217-244-9455. That's less than $9 a month in support of AM 580 Agriculture. 217-244-9455. And you'll also help us to finish off a $1,000 challenge. Jay Pierce in Pledge Central. There, I see a few phones are ringing.
Dave, you come out to me. 6 calls to go to finish off this Ag Challenge. You know, 75 calls during agriculture programming. That looked like a lot on Thursday. Wow.
Jay, are you there?
That was a big one. We're going to need another $1,000 to pay for that equipment that just got blown out down at the transmitter. But seriously, here we are, 6 calls away from a $1,000 challenge. 75 is what we needed, and that looked rather daunting. But you know what? 5-10 calls at a time to 244-9455. We have come to this point. 6 to go. And Dave, like to finish that off this morning during the opening market report. We do have the closing market report to go, but we're going to get some weather situations going. We've got a lot of stuff to cover as the day goes on. We don't want you to miss out on the opportunity to take a few minutes right now and make that contribution at 244-9455. Let's put this one in the bank right now, and then we'll go on with the rest of the day and continue toward our overall goal of $225,000. Now, it's important to remember, Dave, we're still about $48,000 away from that goal. We need to get as close as
yes,
we can today, and we'll do it with your contribution, 244-9455, area code 217.
Let's go ahead and check out prices resumed in trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:48, up 1.5 on the open. July, 4:49, up a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4:30, up 2 on the open. July, 4:47, up 5. September, 4:57, up 3. December, 4:70.5, up 3/4 on the open. May corn opened at 3:57, up 2.25 on the open. July, 3:69, up 2.5. September, 3:69.5, up 3.25. December, 3:72.5, up 3. March, 3:82.5, up 3. On the open. May beans open at 7.76.5, down 2.5 on the open. July, 7.92, down 3.75. August, 7.96, down 5. September, 8.04, down 3. November, 8.18, down 3.25. January, 8.27, down 2.5. March, 8.31, down 4. May, 8.32, down 5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 218.50, up 20 on the open. July 223, down 20. May soybean oil opened at 32.63, down 13 on the open. July 33.20, down 17. At the Merck, April feeders open at 110.30, up 10 on the open. May 111.15, down 7.5. August 111.95, down 25. September 109.90, down 20 on the open. April live cattle 98.95, down 5 on the open. The Junes, 96.25, down 15 on the open. August, 93.35, down 17.5. October, 97 even, down 32.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 65.42.5, up 40 on the open. May, 75.25, up 25. June, 76, up 47.5. July, 76.05, up 40 on the open. And May bellies open at 101.50, up 15 on the open. We know that farming is very, very competitive, But we also know that with the right kind of information, you can gain an edge that translates into more money in your pocket. And we've built our agricultural service on that premise. And so we ask you right now to ask yourself, what is AM 580 agriculture worth to you each year? We hope it's worth at least a $100 contribution and that you'll go to your phone right now and make that call at 217-244-9455. And you'll help us also put away a $1,000 challenge that we've been working on for the last couple of days. Jay Pierce in Pledge Central, how are we doing?
Yeah, we need those six calls right now. We want you to call 244-9455 and join Mark Tennis of S&M Trucking in Sumner, Illinois, Richard Bend in Shabona, Illinois, and Timothy Kenny and Muhammad. We had a caller from Beeson, a caller from Hoopston who wanted to remain anonymous, but they've all brought us to the point where we have six calls to go to make this $1,000 challenge from our good friends at AgriGold Hybrids, Risk Management Commodities, Bates Commodities, and Roach Ag. $1,000 is what they're putting on the table, betting that there are 75 of you who agree with them that WILL's agriculture service is extremely valuable enough to call 244-9455 and make a contribution. You know, it's extra services like this, Dave, beyond the core of what a public radio station offers traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
The agriculture service is beyond that core, and it's service like this that is entirely made possible. Okay, there we are. We're back. It's entirely made possible by those who specifically support it. In other words, we thank those AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Risk Management, and the others who underwrite the agriculture advertising agriculture service. But it's your listener support, too, at 244-9455 that allows us to do this in the way that we are. We're building a service for you in response to you.
Let's not let that challenge slip by. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express cards.
Six calls to go.
217-244-9455. Let's bring in Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, to give us his analysis of the markets today. Good morning, Wayne. Well, let's see what we've got going here.
Am I on? Five calls to go, Dave.
Five calls to go.
I'll fill some time here.
Go ahead and fill some time.
You try to find Wayne and I'll talk. Five calls to go. And we just got a call in from, well, it's the 815 area code I see. I'm trying to find the city I'm reading on there.
Dave.
There's Wayne.
Okay, call Dave. From Kankakee. Five to go.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Hello, Wayne.
Dave, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Wayne. Can you hear me, Dave?
I've been hearing you all along.
We just got this in from Ed Kieser just a second, Wayne. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sagamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties now until 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's been a busy day at the Chicago Board of Trade in the corn pit, which is something we couldn't say the last few days when we were lock limit down. In fact, the corn has traded both sides of on change today.
Yeah, we've seen a lot more trade this time of day. We hadn't seen much on Friday or Monday by now in the corn pit. We did, you know, stabilize and get off the bottom or off limit down yesterday and held the record together that we didn't close two consecutive days at limit down since we've expanded the limits, Dave. But, you know, a lot of talk out there this morning about possibly releasing the British naval people over in Iran. That's got the crude down $1.60 here, so that's got the bean oil down, which is putting some pressure on the beans. We're seeing a little enthusiasm in the corn out of some of the weather forecasters talking about delay in the La Nina helping dry out in April, and others feel that the cool wet pattern will return after April 10th. So sort of a big division over there on whether we might get all those large acres of corn planted or not, or maybe we'll switch some to beans.
Yesterday we got that bean corn spread, the Dees corn Nov bean spread out to 2.22. We hadn't seen that in quite a while.
We sure hadn't, Dave, and it seemed like corn was going to just walk away and do things. But with the acreage projections we have, I think it put things back a little more in line trying to buy back some bean acres.
So folks that were astute enough to purchase May puts, ahead of the report. What are we going to do about that at this point?
Well, I think basically we pulled a lot of those off yesterday and probably still feel along the way that they serve their purpose now. We seem to be stabilizing here. Now, we still have a chance of trading on down a little bit here, depending on this weather system and how much rain it drops and when it looks like we get in the field. But all in all, we think that they've done their job now, and we're probably going to just remove those now and go back to being long these corn.
Are you looking to get in the call market at this point, Ken?
Yeah, we've been trying to buy some $4 D's calls in the low 20 bracket, risk 7 or 8 cents on them, but to try to be back long that way.
What are your thoughts regarding how much the trade took out of the market when they wrung it out 40 cents the last couple of days? Was that 40 cents essentially the entirety of the 90 million plus acres, do you think?
No, Dave, it was the idea that there could be 90 million. We still have some time premium built in this market that, or could go lower if we got the 90 plus million planted and good weather. We will probably move down from here. The ideas are we aren't going to probably have ideal weather. We probably aren't going to plant all 90 million acres because at the 2.2 ratio here, we're going to see some people in that haven't purchased fertilizer, the way it's went up and whatever like that, that might go ahead and switch back to beans.
Stay right there, Wayne. I want to go back out to Pledge Central and Jay Pierce because we need just 6 calls the last time we checked to meet a $1,000 challenge, Jay.
Yeah, well, you were trying to get Wayne on there, get the cans and the string going. We got another one, so we got 5 calls to go. We got a call from Kankakee. 5 to go. 5 to go. 1 phone wave. Get all the lines going at 244-9455. We got weather coming in. We got a lot to worry about and deal with as the day goes on. Let's put this one away now. Let's make sure that we get the $1,000 from AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. $1,000. We're 5 calls away from that $1,000. Let's take care of it. Let's make sure it happens. Let's not leave it to chance. This is $1,000 to go toward the agricultural service that you depend on WILF for. 244-9455. That's area code 217. Or you can call toll-free 866-779-9455, or you can always log on to willpledge.org.
Wayne, you're one of the people that have been with us the longest as an analyst at WILL, and probably had a lot to do in terms of directing the nature of the service and the kinds of things that we do. Over the years, what has the service built on in terms of when we get these contributions from our listeners? What kind of things have you seen and changes that you've seen that have been positive to the marketplace?
Well, Dave, as you well know, that it has always been a metamorphosis of trying to do what the farmer or the listener would like. I think, you know, that the Commodity Week, the extra podcasts now, to being able to pick up our discussion here this morning later on your computer if you don't happen to catch it through the day, the way that you and Todd are working through all those things, the extra things and what we're doing. I think the one thing that's really good is you get to hear a lot of different people's opinions, not just one. You know, I like to be able to tune in myself and just see what some of the other guys are thinking. I know what I'm thinking or just what one individual is, but a very wide view of analysts there on WILL, and it's always good to listen to and see what other people are thinking.
Are wheat prices still attached at the hip to the corn?
They're going to be very close. The wheat ratings, of course, come in very good yesterday. I think we were like 71% good to ex compared to like 39% last year at the same time. So the wheat is not going to rally without some help from the corn right now because it is looking very good, and we do have more acres than last year, of course, Dave.
Stay right there. Go back out to Pledge Central and Jay Pearson. See what progress we're making.
Yeah, you come right out here to Pledge Central because we're only 3 calls away from meeting this $1,000 Ag Challenge at 244-9455. 2 calls coming in, 3 to go, 244-9455. Let's put it away right now, and then the rest of the day, we're going to continue working toward that $225,000 goal that we have, and we're over $178,000 now.
And we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Now would be a great time to call. Help us put to bed this challenge. $1,000 additional for AM580 Agriculture when we just hear from three more listeners at 217-244-9455. Say, Wayne, when you are looking at the livestock side, are you making some recommendations for folks to get some coverage on maybe all the way out to July?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at the livestock here, you know, it's pretty quiet today, but there's a lot of talk of bouncing back, that some lows have been made and looking what's going on here. So, you know, but some awfully good prices, April cattle at $98.95, just about $99. And these April and the hogs are seeming to make a little bounce back here today, too. The cash is supposed to be a little steady to better this week, and so we're looking for maybe a dollar better in the cash market in the cattle than the hogs.
Thank you, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ted.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. One more final time. It is Last Chance Texaco for the morning edition segments of AM 580 Agriculture and our ability to come to you and ask for your support. Jay Pierce, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, I got to get back over here. I'm sorry. Timothy Murphy, Mary McKillop, and son John of Champaign called in. We got a new friend to WILL, and John Emerson.
Oh,
and, you know, Dave, we are two calls away from meeting the $1,000 Ag Challenge. And that is $1,000 from AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. Two phone lines at 244-9455. You be one of them. Your call is so important to us right now and to the agriculture coverage you're going to enjoy for the coming year.
Thank you much, Jay. 217-244-9455. We have a line open right now. You can knock that down to just one phone call to go. We also have a toll-free line available at 866-779-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana in the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
Wow, what a morning it's been.